Well, I think get a good general education in everything. Learn a lot about business. And, you know, well, there are a lot of careers in music in general. You don't just have to be a musician. You can, you know, there's, of course, the recording industry. There's engineering. There's managing. You know, there's all kinds of related.
There's teaching, too.
There's teaching, yeah. Well, but if you feel connected to playing a lot and really, you just have to work hard, basically. Practice. If you're learning to play an instrument, you know, just really put in the time because there are no shortcuts to anything. I guess you gotta kind of, it's hard for me to know what to advise somebody, but I'd say just stay true to whatever it is that inspired you to do what it is, you know. Don't get sidetracked. Of course, you know, when it's a difficult compromise that you have to make between art and commerce, really. If you really love doing a certain kind of music or a certain kind of painting or whatever, it might not be exactly what people are buying, you know, so you have a conflict there. But you always have to sort of compromise that to some degree, I think, you know. You have to, Well, I don't think you have to go, you know, it just depends on how much you develop what area, you know, and what your goals are, you know. You have to have a goal, I think. Like my initial goal was, man, I want to learn to play bluegrass mandolin. At some point, I that was my goal. I want to sound like Bill Monroe. Actually, that was a goal. And then ultimately, you find your own voice. If you're a singer or a musician, you'll find your own niche. Maybe, you know, my manager, my business manager, who's I've been with for, you know, 27, 28 years, he was a drummer, but he developed some back problems and he knew he couldn't be a drummer, so he became a music business manager. So at some point you have to develop something that you're good at, that you're strong at, you know. A lot of people, you know, love to play music and they're pretty good at it, but they never really confront the fact that they're really not good enough to be, you know, somebody that somebody's going to hire to make a record or something like that. And at some point, it's good to realize, you know, where your strengths are. And, you know, you can have a lot of fun with music. It doesn't have to be your primary means of support. On the other hand, if you have a great talent and it's apparent and you develop it, you may be getting jobs early, you know. Just all depends, but don't give up your day gig is what they say, you know. It's good to, you know, when you're young, you know, it was hard for me to know exactly what I wanted to do with my life. I didn't think I could be a mandolin player and make a living. I wasn't really thinking about what I would do to make a living. When I went to college, it was mostly to avoid the army. But I knew I wanted to learn something, but I mean, they weren't teaching bluegrass in college, and I didn't see how I could make a career out of that. But it kind of, it happened, you know. Mm-hmm.